episode 2906, From Conflict to Compromise.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready for something extraordinary to happen. It is Relationship Builders, and guess what? It is also today. It is New Year's Eve. Yes, this is the last day of 2022. How exciting. Just being able to see what is possible around the corner. Oh, it gives me shivers. But you know what? In order to get there, we got to go from conflict to compromise. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy everyday solution to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Well, I've got an announcement to make if you haven't heard already. Create Your Now is partnering with pray.com. So you want to make sure you head on over there because we have some exclusive content that's going to be launching here in January of 2023. I am delighted. I am excited. I am nervous. But you know what? God knows exactly what we need to do within our own ministry and business here at Create Your Now. And so I want to take you along for the ride because you are part of our family and I love you that much. Well, we got to share the news. So stay tuned here. Stay tuned also in the newsletter. Good things are happening. Well, let's dive in because we only have less than a day. Yes, the countdown has begun. You know, relationships are the greatest influence in your life. Who you hang out with, who you love, and who loves you. So beautify the heart and move from conflict to compromise. Have you looked at your calendar lately? Yeah, I know. You're thinking, what do you mean? We were already talking about it. Yes, you're correct. Today marks the end of the year and the pre-celebration of what's to come. Now, during this time, wouldn't it feel incredible to review what has been and what is possible? I think it's important that we see that, the before and the after. But we have to remember that it's not all good and it's not all bad. So before you block out all the bad or all the good stuff, I want your focus to rest in your relationships. Relationships are vital to creating the life you desire, whatever that is. However you want to create your now, you have got to have your relationships in order. And if you're always arguing, if you're always against each other, you're not going to be able to further that connection with each other. And you got to remember this too, who you hang out with matters. So instead of fighting and complaining, move from conflict to compromise. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy, from conflict to compromise. So take a look at your marriage first. What do you see? Now be honest with yourself and leave no stones unturned. Because unfortunately, people get stuck based on relationships, right? We're taking our marriage as an example. If you are in a good season, I want you to recall a bad season. Now, sometimes that's hard to do, but I know you have them because we all have them. I have them. I have plenty of them. In fact, I think I just had one yesterday, and I'm probably sure one's going to come up today, but I'm not pre-planning that one's going to. I just know that most likely because I fall short and I'm not perfect, that something's going to come up. I'm going to get fussy at some point. Now, I'm not choosing to be crabby all day, but that doesn't mean that I don't get flustered. I don't get a little bit unnerved from what's happening, especially from my spouse. And when we look at how we feel towards someone, remember, it's coming from the aspect of our own expectations, not of their gifts and talents or what they think we want them to do, right? So we are all talking on different pages, and we forget this. That's why you have to go from conflict to compromise. The compromise is not giving up who you are or what you desire. The compromise is saying, I see you. I understand. I want to lend a helping hand. I know you don't see things my way, so I want to listen to your side. And then I want to figure out, okay, how can we make this goal a reality for all of us involved? Because quite frankly, it comes down to what? Communication, right? you most certainly can understand how conflict gets you nowhere fast. It just doesn't. It takes kindness and genuine concern, which equates to compromise. Life isn't all about you, believe it or not. So be extra cautious about this trap. And I think about that with the new year, right? We're on the last day. And I was just telling one of my kiddos, because we're on a vacation right now. We are actually experiencing an away vacation for the holidays. We have never done this before. I got to tell you, I'm a little tired. I've lost my voice a couple times. Yes, I do like to scream on things. And you know what? It's just a lot of fun too. And I'm not screaming at anybody, understand? I'm on a ride. And so it's just out there in the air. But yes, I can just say you can hear me across the park. Yeah, we'll leave that though for another episode. But when I look at this year, ending 2022, yet at the same time embarking and preparing for 2023, it's that fine little line. Do you ever remember, okay, maybe it's just me because I'm a girl, but being a gymnast and you want to walk on that balance beam, that's what we look at and how we feel when we're trying to walk that fine line as to, okay, 2022 isn't quite over yet. It's the past, but it's not, because we can still impact the world we touch right now in our present. And so just yesterday I was telling one of my kiddos, I said, you know what? I just have got to wear my extra kindness hat. I don't know what it was. It was just, you know, getting on my nerves at the time. And a lot of it's because we're with a lot of people. There's a lot of people here. And it's frustrating because they're not paying attention. They're oblivious to what's going on around them. And I'm like, why are you not looking? Why aren't you being observant? Why aren't you looking at that 360-degree view? Why aren't you understanding that there's more to life than who you just see in the mirror? But unfortunately, that's the reality that we sit in. So, of course, I was having this little moment, and I got real with myself, and I said, okay, time to put on the kindness hat. I want to end 2022 with kindness. I don't want to sit there and be that one person who says, you know what? I don't like the way fill in the blank. That's not who I am. I know that's not who you want to be either. And so as you look at where you are right now, the present, yet saying peekaboo to 2023. Oh, yes, is it an incredible season? I believe there are some extraordinary things around the corner for just us ordinary, beautiful people. And so you've got to be willing to move when God says move. You got to be willing to say, okay, I may not like this, right? We even argue with God. Maybe say, Lord, come back to me. Look, I got to tell you what needs to happen here. You need to do what I say because I know best. And just put your plans aside. They don't matter. And God says, oh, really? And he says, okay, you make those decisions. You live by your free will. And I know here in the next month or so, you're going to come running back to me, begging me for help. And sure enough, what happens? Whatever the time span is, you come back, Lord, 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 if you will just answer this one prayer for me, I will never, ever go astray. And then guess what? 3 months later, you're doing the same thing over again. Yes, we get there. And that in itself, our sinful nature, there's going to be conflict always. Just like change is a constant, conflict is a constant. Because we all have our own opinions. We all see things through a different lens. So in order to stop that madness and say, you know what, I don't want to live that way. I want to live from a heart of love, of sacrifice, of kindness, of giving. I want to be encouraging and inspiring. I want to help others live out their dreams. You've got to move away from conflict and go into compromise, saying, you know what, yeah, I don't know everything, but what I do know is that if we do this over here, oh, that sounds great, Christiane. What if you do this over here? I love that. Let's give that a shot. That's compromise. It's not giving up a piece of who you are. That in itself is another episode. That's not what we're talking about here when we say compromise. It's about understanding where you are in the season of life that you're in, and this beautiful New Year's Eve, where you can say, you know what? Now is a time to create your now, right? That's what you can do. So my prayer for you as you embark on a brand new chapter in your life, may your heart connect to the ones you love. Be open to who God has in store for you to meet. Know that your thoughts are already heard, so keep them on task, leading with love and kindness. Compromise is a path to finding what you desire without having to beat down what doesn't seem to be working in your mind. Go out, my friend, live, love, and impact. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. From my family to yours, cheers to a blessed new year for both you and your family. God's got you, and I'm praying for you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. See you in 2023. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.